rest of the Sons of the Pioneers and myself, I'm Lloyd Perryman, welcome you once again to the Lucky You Ranch. That old midweek sun has been playing hide-and-seek with some storm clouds most of the morning. Could be we'll get a little touch of rain. You know, Chug Fisher was riding a herd last night looking for that mountain lion. I don't know whether he ran across it or not, because he slept in this morning. And by golly, old Hugh Farr's really been busy since you folks started sending in your gold-eyed letters and inspirational thoughts. In fact, he's been running so fast, he's beginning to remind us of the old original mailman, Cody of the Pony Express. You know, I just said that because it happens to be the title of our first tune. I may catch on to this radio yet, you know that?
A thunderbolt rust and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he knows the trail. You got him, Cody of the Pony Express.
Now you just wait for the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise.
But they'll never beat the Mustang Pete or the fastest horse alive. So over the rim, he's running, racing the wind. He's coming, Cody of the Pony Express.
I once saw Cody fight his way through a thousand Indian braves. Riding on a two-ton duffel load back, he jumped, dug an Indian's grave. Then he took a half hitch in the buffalo's tail, and he swung him around and around. Said, step up close, you wild galoots, I'll mow you down.
A thunderbolt bust, and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Loading the mail beside him, he knows the trail to guide him, Cody of the Pony Express.
Now the engines wait by the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise.
But they'll never beat the Mustang feet of the fastest horse alive. So over the rim, he's running, racing the wind. He's coming, Cody of the Pony Express. Cody of the Pony
Quite a character, but some of those boys were rugged characters. Back in the days of the Pony Express, they put some of us young fellas to shame.
Speak for yourself, little Lloyd. Not all of us youngsters are softies, you know.
Well, I didn't mean that exactly, Shug. I just meant that some of those old-timers did an awful lot without any of the modern conveniences of life.
Now, just a dog-eared minute there, bud. They were plumb out of modern conveniences where I was last night.
Well, Chug, I wanted to ask you about that. How'd you get along?
How'd I get along?
Yeah.
Why, it was colder than a rusty pump handle on a frosty morning out there.
Well, that's pretty cold, but what about that mountain lion? Did you see it?
See it?
Yeah.
Well, last night I rode up to the dark gulch and I stopped.
Uh-huh.
I looked all around me, then all of a sudden, I heard something.
Yeah?
I pulled my rifle out of my scabbard.
Scabbard.
Then I waited. I waited until I saw a twig moving.
Uh-huh.
I drove a bead on that clump of brush and... Kaloom!
Yeah? What happened?
I missed him.
Oh.
I missed him and he turned on me.
Uh-oh.
So you know what I did?
No, what?
I jumped off my horse and I run right straight at him. Scared him away.
Well, that's enough to scare most things. Shug, you mean to tell me you jumped off your horse and ran right toward that mountain lion?
Who in the cat hair said anything about a mountain lion? This was a jackrabbit. Fierce one, too.
If we're going to get that mountain lion, I can see right now that I'd better have Tommy ride herd tonight.
Say, Lloyd, from what I just overheard, I guess Shug didn't get the lion, huh?
No, Ken, but... I guess he scared a real fierce jackrabbit halfway out of his skin.
And he's just the bird that can do it, too.
Yeah, he sure is.
Lloyd, I hear you have a good gold-eyed letter to read today.
I sure do, Ken. In fact, today's acre of land out here on the Lucky You Ranch is going to be awarded to a man who already has an acre of land.
I don't get it.
Well, you will, Ken. I'm going to read the letter in just a few minutes. But right now... let's get old Tommy and Hugh and the rest of the boys up here and stop all this talking and start a little bit of singing.
Please. I'm first.
Ah, ah, rose and bows and
I found beside the Alamo. Enchantment strange as the blue up above. A moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love.
Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart.
Again of my love, my own.
That was San Antonio Rose from the big old state of Texas.
You know, Lloyd, there's parts of that big old state of Texas that remind me a lot of our own Lucky You Ranch here in California. And folks, it gives us a lot of pleasure to give some deserving person each day an acre of our Lucky You land that they can call their own forever. Because there's a lot of wealth of contentment and pride in owning a share of America, and that is whether it's high up on a mountaintop or along the desert's edge. And I see Lloyd has today's gold deed letter in his hand. Lloyd?
Thank you very much, Ken. Today's gold deed letter is from Mrs. Clara A. DeSautel, 1710 First Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The letter Mrs. DeSautel wrote enclosed a clipping from a newspaper, which says in part, "Beside a flaming maple tree down Golden Valley Road, you'll find a short, weathered, but wiry little man at work on an acre of ground. It's known as Everybody's Acre. In 1945, Joe Tonello, an Italian-born American, retired with a small pension. Then 2 years ago, he made a deal with a man for an acre of land. He said, 'Everything I grow on this acre, I sell, and the money goes to charity.' This man stopped working for himself and started working for everybody else. He has a disposition as sunny as the day. It's a 14-hour day this man puts in to help others. For profit, he could quit right now. But Joe Tonello still farms and works hard on everybody's acre. Some youngsters that had shoes last winter that otherwise wouldn't have had them were it not for everybody's acre. If you were to ask Joe about his wonderful work, he'd smile and say, 'I work, I fish, and I think I do a lot of good.' This letter is signed Mrs. Clara A. DeSautel."
Oh, that was a wonderful letter, Lloyd. And Joe Tonello, our gold deed for your good deed is on its way.
And along with it, we want to send you a Lucky You song salute. Ken Curtis sings it, and we think it sort of fits.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, I wrote let it start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile, and I can smile.
Oh, thank you, Ken. That was really, really fine.
Because of you, there's a song in my
heart. Shug, what in all outdoors has happened to you?
What do you mean, what's happening to me? That Ken Curtis ain't the only one sang pretty around here.
Well, Shug.
Because of
Shug.
You.
Shug.
Huh?
Who else do you think can sing pretty?
M capital double E, me.
Now, wait just a minute, Chug. Certain people can do certain things.
That's what I said.
For example, you play a pretty nice bass fiddle.
Well, yeah, I can pluck a string or two.
Now, take Carl Farr.
I don't want him. I just want to
sing. Now, Carl plucks a fine guitar.
Yes.
Well, Chug, why don't we just compromise?
Compromise?
By listening to Carl play his guitar.
Boy, you sure went all the way around a barn to keep me from singing. But I'll listen.
Thank you, Betty.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. What's it called?
Well, I call it Dreamy Reverie.
You mean you have a special title all your own?
Oh, no, not exactly.
Oh, what Carl's trying to tell you, but Betty, and still be my mom, and still not be without saying it, is he...
He wrote Dreamy Reverie.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. Yeah. You know, Tommy is writing a song, too. Aren't you, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a love song, isn't it, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very romantic.
I'll bet I can tell you the title, too, Betty.
Really, Ken? What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Ken, how did you know?
Yeah, I'll kick the hind log legs off of a fast grasshopper. It's the most dramatic tune I ever heard.
We knew you'd all like it. And, you know, I have a song that I heard on the radio the other night, and I liked it so well, I copied down the words.
I'd like to hear you sing that, Betty.
All right, Ken. And be sure Tommy listens, because it's all about how I felt toward a certain man the very first time I saw him.
I promise you, he won't interrupt.
Oh, how I felt for the handsome stranger the day he rode down the Santa Fe. I heard his spurs a jingle and praying he was single, gave my love, hoping he would stay. The handsome stranger might break my heart in the same old way. For cowboys love and leave 'em, and no girl should believe 'em. It's their way, and they ride away.
Stranger is a right handsome song.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. Say, do you think Tommy...
Yes, Betty, Tommy heard every word.
I knew he'd like it.
Say, Betty, I've been meaning to ask you this question. Now that you're a school marm out here in the West, how do you like it?
Oh, Lloyd, I just love it. I never want to go back to the big city. It's wonderful country with lots of space to move around in and plenty of good fresh air.
Yeah, you're beginning to understand how we all feel. I don't think you will ever go back to a big city. You know, to some city folks, cowboys lead a lonely life. But it really isn't lonely. It's just different from their way of life. Like we'd ride a lot of miles just for an old-fashioned camp meeting. Have you ever been to a camp meeting, Betty?
No, Lloyd, I haven't.
Well, now, you just sit yourself right down and listen, and we'll tell you all about a real cowboy camp meeting.
I saw the light, and I got the word. I know that it's right, and have you heard? I'm going. Mr. Lou is gonna be there, brother, like me and you, and old Ken Carson. He will too, way up in the sky.
He ought to ride a cowboy, can't be ride a cowboy.
ride, ride of the cowboy, can't beat him. Ride of the golden train up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
Up in the sky. Yes, the ride of the cowboy, can't beat him. Way up in the sky.
Little David slew that giant so tall, proved right was might for big and small. He played his harp, as I recall, way up in the sky.
He's gonna play
it, cowboy, can't beat him. Play it, cowboy, can't beat him. Play it, cowboy.
Let me go with you the next time there's a meeting?
It will be our pleasure, Betty. And if you don't have to hurry back to school teaching, Hugh's going to read today's inspirational thought.
Oh, I'm going to stay for that. Then I can tell all my pupils about it when I go back.
Well, that's fine. Hugh, what kind of a letter did you pick out for today?
Well, Lloyd, the thought in today's letter is a kind of a simple one. But it's the kind of a thought that, you know, if you use it right, it's the answer to a lot of questions. The letter is from a man in Fresno, California, and he'd ask if I'd please not mention his name, so I won't. The letter says, "Dear lucky you, and I hope you all are, because the visit we make to your ranch every day on the radio gives our family a new inspiration. I'm a newsman in Fresno, California, and in case you'd ever read this, I'd rather not sign my name. I see enough publicity on the front pages of the papers I sell. War, trouble. Well, you know what I mean. The families that must bust up every day. Well, you've heard a lot about that, too. But I think my family is going to stay together because every night we pray together. Maybe that's not something I made up, but you asked for thoughts and my thought is this. If we pray together, we'll stay together. Like my wife said the other morning, you haven't got a prayer unless you pray. We like your show, but now I got to go peddle my papers, as the old saying goes. Hope the news is better."
That makes a lot of sense, Hugh. It's so simple and still it's so complete. If we pray together, we'll stay together. And thank you, Mr. Newsman, up there in Fresno. I hope you're listening because Lloyd Perryman is going to sing a song for you and your family. A song that cowboys have been singing for a long time. The last roundup.
I'm heading for the last roundup. Saddle old pain for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry.
Roundup,
Roundup, Roundup. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along.
I'm heading for the Buffalo Bill with his long snow white hair. There'll be old Kit Carson and Custer waiting there.
Time went all too fast again today, neighbors. But there's still work to be done here on the Lucky You. So I guess we'll all have to hang up on the Lucky You line for today. But, you know, while I think of it, when we come in from the ranch, we do our broadcast from right here in Hollywood. Fact is, this time we're going to be doing our entertaining from here for quite a spell to come. So, if you'd like to stop in and hear us play and sing, write for the number of tickets that you'd like to have. That's right, and then bring Grandma and the kids and the whole darn family and come on down and see us. Our address is Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood. That's Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood for those tickets. Do it right away. Remember tomorrow, we'll all be back in the same station at the very same time. And so until then, this is George Putnam saying, be lucky, you.